Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile, and we are talking with Nailers forward Felix Paré, coming off of his first goal of the season last weekend. And Felix, year number two as a pro, both here as a Wheeling Nailer. What do you notice different about yourself personally from last year going into this year, now that you get that year under your belt?
We know that it's a long year, but we got to play hard every single night, do the little details in practice. Like, it's a long season, so, yeah.
I bet you that first goal felt really good on Saturday night, but one of the things I've noticed in your game this year, you've already eclipsed your assist total from last year. You already beat it. What do you notice about that part of your game? Where do you see yourself being able to see the ice better, make plays better, now that you know the league a little bit better?
Yeah, this year I feel like I'm able to take a second more, take the one-on-one, just hold the puck, protect the puck, and just find a play to make. It's just every year it gets like it's just easier. I feel like this year it's easier. Just take a second, make a play.
How much pride do you take in your overall game, where I know that Derek Army very much relies on you as one of his top centermen to put out there? You need an important faceoff, whether it be an offensive zone draw to create a goal, defensive zone draw. You're killing penalties. You're on the power play. You're playing so many different roles. How much do you pride yourself in all of that?
Oh, I take a lot of pride in that, especially like faceoffs. It's such a little part of the game, but it changed the game so much. If you start with the puck instead of chasing it, I take pride a lot on that. It's just like a little detail. I take a lot of pride on every aspect of the game. I feel like you got to be complete to play in this league. So I just take I work on every little details.
You had a really cool opportunity at the beginning of this year, as we saw your brother Cedric for the blink of an eye. Now he just got himself an American Hockey League deal with Colorado. First off, how special was that to be able to get a chance to play with him in the pro game? Because that's not something that a lot of family members get a chance to do.
It was a great opportunity. Honestly, it was so nice to play with him. I've been around with the guys too. It was just so fun, and it's fun for my family too. It was just a cool experience. Like, we played with each other before, but when we were younger, it's so nice that we have the opportunity to play in pro hockey together. It's special.
What was it like being on the same line as him and watching what he did out there, kind of being a sponge and maybe even asking him, hey, you know, what do you see at this level compared to the AHL that can ultimately help get me to that point too?
It's honestly, I don't think it helped. Only me, help all the guys here. He showed like the work ethic it takes for to play in the American League, and it was cool to play with him. It's so easy to play with him. He works hard, and yeah, he's highly skilled. So it was an honor to play with him. It was pretty cool.
You have a lot of similar faces from last season, the guys that went through the first round win over Fort Wayne, but now you even have some more friends that coming down from Quebec. You get more of a French connection in that locker room. What do you think of the group that you have this year? Do you feel like there's that tightness of last year, maybe even closer because you have the experience and you can almost bring some of the new guys into your crew?
I feel like here in Wheeling, we always have like special groups. Like, we're always, always, all the time, all together. So we have a special group for sure. The French guys, we bond a lot. It's easy. Like, we're really good guys, but we're always with all the English guys too. Like, it's really fun to have everyone like close like that. It's really fun.
What did you learn about going to the playoffs last year about how to approach the end of the regular season here, where obviously every game is extremely important down the stretch, but it's not like one game is completely going to destroy any hopes and dreams?
Oh, for sure. Like, we try to tell in the locker room, like, even if it's a Sunday or a Wednesday, every single game matters at the end of the season. We need those points. So we try to tell the new guys, like, yeah, maybe we're tired. Maybe it's a flurry and flurry, but those points will come at the end of the season. We need those. So it's just – and I think the new guys understand, too. Like, they've been in playoffs and everything, so it's cool.
What do you think this team has that separates it from the rest as you go into these last 30 or so games that will give you guys the upper hand to be able to return to that playoff spot?
I think the group of guys are so close that I think we're going to find a way all together. And I think, yeah, we're so close that I know we're there for each other. So I think it's going to be a good thing down the road.
Very good, Pairs. I always appreciate you spending a couple minutes to speak with me. Best of luck out there tonight. Let's get this homestand off with a bang.
Thank you, DJ.
Felix Pare, forward for your Wheeling Nailers on the Unified Bank Nailers profile, part of our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. More coming up next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.